Sunday in Lent, although I suspect the memory of Tuesday's pancakes and fun frolics lingers on, hopefully. Our Christian year goes from the watching and waiting of Advent to the celebration of Christmas. We continue celebrating at Candlemas as the precious baby boy escapes persecution and is recognised by the prayerful older people in the temple. Of the Shrove Tuesday traditions, mostly we only remember the pancakes. We've forgotten the shriving bell, the church bell tolling to remind people to come to church, to confess, to be absolved, blessed, shriven before Ash Wednesday. It also acted as a reminder to cook the pancakes, which took the community from using up the riches of the feasting season into the fast of Lent. We normally shy away from our mortality and our sinfulness. And Ash Wednesday very powerfully reminds us of both. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. Lent invites us to understand and own our part in the sin and the chaos of the world. In the Bible, floods and water in general tend to mean danger and confusion, chaos which we cannot control, which threatens to overwhelm us. Water and its place in the story of salvation link the two lessons. Noah's family survives the flood. Jesus emerges from the symbolic drowning of the waters of baptism in the Jordan. As he emerges, he sees the dove symbolising the Holy Spirit. And we hear the Father's voice of blessing, affirmation, and relationship. We rejoice in the glory of that moment, but only for a moment, because Mark, as he always does, whisks us on. At once, he says. Jesus goes to the desert, which is a place of spiritual and physical danger. He's emerged from the symbolic physical danger of the water. He is now challenged in all sorts of other ways, tried and tested, mentally, spiritually, physically, for 40 days. He is shaped for his future life, ministry, and death in the prayer throughout that time. So we are to trust our pattern of prayer and pondering during Lent, just as Jesus honed his prayer life, plumbing the depths of his utter dependence on God. During that desert time, we are shaped and strengthened by the tough times in our lives too. And so we understand that the time of Lent is purposeful. It's not a punishment. It's not like the naughty step of childhood, though it might seem like it. How many of you, of us, remember being told, made, possibly, to sit on the naughty step? Do I see any recognition? And just think about what you've done. A particular tread on the stairs gives everyone breathing space and time to cool down. That can feel more punitive. It gives everyone the chance of seeing things differently and responding more creatively. Time out, used wisely, can be helpful. So in Lent, we are invited to sit and think about what we've done or not done. We're invited, not coerced, to think about how that affects us, how that affects others, how that affects creation. And we just think about the weather at the moment to underscore the point. We are invited to remember that, yes, we are forgiven. But no, that does not mean the effects of what we have done or not done are washed away. They continue to play out. As our prayer life deepens, especially in times like Lent, we have new insights. We can mend our ways for the future. There may be opportunities to admit, perhaps to limit, the damage we have done. And we can live and work for something better. When Jesus emerged from the desert, he must have known himself inside out. And he must have seen the world afresh too. We are invited to join him in some sort of discipline, in growing in Christian wisdom and love this Lent. We both share time for this in church and have individual times with God at home. We do this in different ways. It may be a fresh engagement with parts of the Bible we didn't really know very well before, let alone haven't explored. Perhaps because of something we shared in the Tuesday groups or somewhere else. We might pray through the international news. We might give up a way of praying, which has become stale. And we might discover something new. We might go for a walk in prayer between the deluges, with a Bible verse or a reading, and just ponder it. Or we might sit in prayer, inspired by the beauty of a plant coming into flower. Or we might find God afresh in routine tasks, like chopping vegetables for soup and stirring it on the count of the window. The words of today's psalm may point us in a helpful direction. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you. So what are you giving up or taking up for Lent? What are your hopes for that? What are your fears? And what will you need to sustain you in order to persevere? Maybe, after your prayer time each day, jot something down. And looking back at Easter, you will see God's fingerprints and see how God is shaping you through those times of prayer. Amen.